I went down to the river to watch the fish swim by. But I got to the river so lonesome I wanted to die, oh Lord.
The Shawnee Theater opens their 48th season with Hank Williams' Lost Highway. The show opens this Thursday, plays Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 2 through June 24th. I'm George Walker, and our guest is the artistic director of the Shawnee Theater, back for his second season, Matt Graber. Matt, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, George.
Tell us a little bit about Hank Williams' Lost Highway. Sounds like a country feel for the beginning of the season.
It is. It is a musical biography of none other than Hank Williams Sr., about his life, his upbringing, you know, in gospel music and the influences of blues and things like that, and his rise to fame and then ultimately his tragic fall, which is a familiar story amongst musicians, I think, but it's especially touching, and you get to hear a lot of really great music in it.
Now, I gather that, of course, there'll be recordings, but do you have some pretty strong singers for the cast?
Yes. Actually, it's all played live. The only thing that maybe, you know, there may be a recording like pre-show or something like that, but it's all live. We have a whole band. We have a pedal steel guitarist and a fiddle and a mandolin player, both of them local guys, Roy Chapman and Don Rogers, both of them from Thugger and Linton, this area here, and then a guitarist, an upright bass player. Those guys are coming from out of state. And then none other than Kevin Guthridge returning. He was in the melodrama last year, I Only Have Fangs for You. He was the MC. Some folks may remember him from that. He played the piano and sang some in that. He is returning to play Hank Williams Sr., and he'll play guitar and sing all the tunes.
We're talking with Matt Graber, the artistic director of the Shawnee Theater, about their opening production, Hank Williams' Lost Highway. We'd be remiss if we didn't ask you a little bit about the rest of the season. Tell us a little bit about what you've got coming and what the balance is for us.
Well, we have it's a very exciting season. I mean, we're starting off with Hank Williams' Lost Highway, the musical biography. And then, you know, some may say it's my brother's biography, The Nerd, by Larry Shue. It's a often produced play and one of the funniest plays I've ever read.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, Of Mice and Men by John Steinbeck. And then The Return of the Melodrama, The Blazing Guns at Roaring Gulch. One of the fun things about that is that the hero and the villain are identical twins and played by the same actor. And if you want to know how we pull that off, you just have to come check it out.
And that's your July show, uh-huh.
Yes, that gets us into July. We're, of course, Hank Williams' Lost Highway runs June 14th all the way through the 24th, two weekends, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The Nerd is going to be running June 28th through July 1st. Of Mice and Men will open July 5th, run through the 8th. And then, of course, Blazing Guns runs for two weekends, July 12th through the 22nd, and that's the cowboy melodrama. And then Cinderella Waltz, which was first produced at Terre Haute at ISU's Summer Stage, now Crossroads Repertory Theater, written by Don Nigro, and that's going to be running July 26th to the 29th. It's kind of a Monty Python meets Brothers Grimm sort of thing. It's a nice, fun, frantic look at the deconstruction of the fairy tale.
Uh-huh.
Very funny. And then I'm very excited. This is the second time I've been able to direct this play, and I'm very excited about getting another crack at it. We're going to be doing none other than the Bard's Much Ado About Nothing. Beatrice and Benedict is the key characters in that, that people remember. The feud between the two, to wrap it all up on August 2nd through the 5th. A little Shakespeare for you.
We've been talking with Matt Graber. He's the artistic director of Shawnee Theater, back for his second year as they celebrate their 48th season, opening Hank Williams' Lost Highway Thursday and then playing Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. Sunday there's a matinee, and it extends for two weekends through the 24th. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.
Tuesday ain't had no news. I got them home, but not forgotten.